Morning Path Affirmations. You got a lot of them, so you won't have one particular one. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you thought for today. Every day is a good day. Open it. Every day is a good day when you have good thoughts going through your mind and good affirmations and good ideas about yourself. And so when you can have thoughts in your mind that are beneficial and powerful for your everyday activities, this is important. Too often we just let scatterbrain thoughts pop through our mind. Ellen was listening to my recitation here of the morning path affirmations, and she was saying, well, now, I don't do that anymore. I used to do that, but now I'm doing it differently. And now I'm working from a different point of view. Well, she has no right to do that. Ellen is not an individual. She is not a unique person. She is not a person who knows what she would like to do. She's just a little child, and she's following directions and doing what everybody else tells her to do. Is that right? No, Ellen is an individual. Everyone here is an individual. We each establish our own program for ourselves, one that works for us, one that's important. And of course, I, as a dean, give my program that I use, and anyone else may use it if they wish, and if they don't, that's fine too. But I have three sets of affirmations that I roll through my mind, actually four. And I should put that on here. I didn't do that. The fourth ones are, I like me, and I am God. Mm-hmm. I'm God. There. So, the first set of affirmations are for me, for her. Second set are for my families. Third set, for God Unlimited, University of Healing. Fourth set, I like me. And the fifth set, I am God. And of course, there's sometimes six and seven sets too, because I like to roll a few of these over in my mind, in my heart, and my tongue, and have them be something beneficial. Well, the first ones of my morning path affirmations, as I walk around the 3 acres here, 3 acres, 104 acres and 3 miles of pathways, are the statements for Herb. And I say, first, I am the pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. When I establish who I am, then I establish what radiates from me, what I live and what I do. My second statement, I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I'm now making sure that my base is sound and pure. Then I say, I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. I'm establishing what goes on in my world, harmonious circumstances and harmonious beings. This is very important to do. Then the next step, all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. I say of myself, all my ways are peace, all my paths are pleasantness. I say of my car, all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. I say of my airplane, all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. I say of the taxi cabs and the buses and anything else that I may be riding in. And I say, all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. I could continue to say all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness, but I surround the car with my pure white light of love, and I say all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, or the airplane, or the horse, or the bicycle, or the Miata, or the different vehicles that we have here, because I establish everything they do is going to be peaceful and lovely and pleasant. Then I come to a good one here. I used to say a much more expanded version, but now I've whittled it down, got rid of all the adjectives and adverbs that might limit it, and I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, pure and simple. It's difficult to remember to just say that and not say, I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body, or my body is the temple of the living God, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now, and other statements like that, which are all good, which are all very good. But by changing it, you make yourself think, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, does the word ideal encompass everything? Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well. Is the word ideal a good generic word that takes you into all areas? Very nicely. That's a good term. Now, we used to have a long one for this too, but just a simple statement, I am wealthy. I am wealthy. That's a good statement. We say, I am independently wealthy. That's a good statement too. And it means a lot to us. But we get hung up on the idea of independent, hung up on the idea of what it means to be independently wealthy. So now, if we are wealthy, period, that there is no independent wealth, there is no dependent wealth, there is no wealth of any other kind than just wealth, which means superabundance. And I kind of like that. And then, I am successful in all my endeavors. Everything I do is done successfully, whether it's wiping off the table, or putting on my shoes, or using the brush to brush off the bottom of my shoes when they seem to collect an awful lot of wet and moist sand and dirt. You walk around here and pretty soon you got a layer of clay on the bottom of your shoes. And I should leave them outside, but I bring them in because there are less little critters that are tending to climb into the shoe, in a nice warm shoe, when it's outside. Then when it's inside, then when it's outside. But so be it. Okay, I am successful in all my endeavors. That means everything I do, whether it's building a mountain, building a bridge, building a skyscraper, or building a sandcastle, it doesn't matter what it is. Everything I do is successful. Okay. Now this is, you sometimes wonder, people who don't do this, how they would fit in this here. We say, all my investments are high return and stable. Well, what if you don't make investments? Well, everybody makes investments. Mm-hmm. We make investments in ourselves, and how do we look before we leave the house? Have we combed our hair? Have we put on our face? Have we put on clothing that we're proud to be seen in, you know? Those are things about all an investment that you're making in yourself, okay? And all my investments are high return and stable. They bring back great returns. People look at me and say, hey, you're a good-looking person. And I said, thank you. Hey, that's a good-looking shirt. You got a good-looking shoes. People are trying to find something nice to say. So they say, those are good-looking socks you got on there. You know, you don't tell them about the holes in the toe. But that's good-looking socks you got on there. And you see, everyone makes an investment in me by saying something nice. And I have never heard anyone in the entire universe ever say anything unkind about me. I don't have my hearing aid turned on. I don't have my radio turned on at that moment. But the people just don't do it. Because my radio is always on. I'm always tuned in. And I would hear it if they did, but they don't. People don't say anything unkind about me. And believe it. Okay. High return and stable. So, in other words, my relationships with people are stable. They're all stable. Everybody loves me. I cannot conceive of one person on the face of the earth who doesn't, because I'm God and I created them, and I certainly wouldn't create people in my world who didn't love me. That would not be a wise or intelligent investment, would it? And then I end it with, I am clear. And that means from whatever taint might be upon me, for whatever reason, I am clear. If anyone has an unkind remark or unkind statement or attitude or anything like that, I'm clear. And that's a good statement for all of us. Because we don't know how many people are unhappy with us for any reason, you know. People get angry at Ellen all the time. Ellen is doing the translations of the seminars, and sometimes she says, Herb, what was that you said? This is what he said. I'll tell her, because, you know, why weren't you listening? But she listens good. But I'm saying that merely because we sometimes like to be clear in everything that we do. All the time we like to be clear in everything we do. Okay. Now, those are my morning path affirmations that I make for myself. And I make them at least three times, and sometimes a few times more. However, it seems to be flowing nicely. Then I go on to my families. And my families are the people who care about me, the people who are in my world. And I have some relatives that I don't even think about because they're just not in my world. And I have other relatives far down the line who I think a great deal about. Certain ones of Marie's kids and her kids' kids. And who else? May's kids, not so much. But mine. Howie's kids, not so much. They're sort of like another world. They're living off in distant ports with no communication. And what's that?
They might listen to that.
What's that?
They might listen to it.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'd like to have all these people in my world, because when they're in my world, then they're in my treatment and they're in my love. But when they're not in my world, because I don't have them, you know, in my consciousness, they sort of disappeared, then I think about those people who are in my world. So, on my families, I surround them with my pure white light of love. I begin, I am the pure white light of love. I surround with my pure white light of love Ellen, Sylvia, Inga, Button, Love, and the Katze. The Katzen. The Katzenjammers. So this is the first. I surround my pure white light of love, Ellen, Sylvia, Inga, Button, Love, and the Cats. Now, I should have, I must upgrade this here. Now, I have it somewhere else, but it should have students. Etc., you know.
The Worldwide Healing Ministry.
Well, that comes in the next one. I surround my pure white light of love Mark, Faith, Paul, Leslie, May, Marie, Howie, and Ray, all of my students, and all on the treatment list. Now, probably there should be more. Well, over here when I'm treating for the university, I say, I surround with my pure white light of love, God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, Order of the Absolute, Worldwide Healing Ministry, School of the Master, Worldwide Seminars, God Unlimited Practitioners, God Unlimited Churches, God Unlimited Ministers, and Far Valley Ranch. Monks, staff, students, and friends. They sort of got them all in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, you got to do that sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, back to my families. I surround with my pure white light of love Mark, Faith, Paul, and Leslie, May, Marie, Howie and Ray, and all on the treatment list. And I got to work in there. I got students over here, though. So, staff, students, and friends. Yeah, that's good enough. Although my students are my family too. And then I say, you are surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are wealthy. You are successful in all your endeavors. All your investments are high return, stable, and I am clear. And then for the God Unlimited University of Healing, I am the pure white light of love. I surround with my pure white light of love, God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, Order of Absolute, Worldwide Healing Ministry, School of the Master, Worldwide Seminars, God Unlimited Practitioners, God Unlimited Churches, and God Unlimited Ministers, and Far Valley Ranch, monks, staff, students, and friends. That sort of winds them all up, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And then I say we, because I'm in there too now. We are surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. All our ways are peace and all our paths are pleasantness. We live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are wealthy. We are successful in all our endeavors. All our investments are high return and stable. And then I am clear. Oh, yes. And after that, then I sprinkle I like me's in there in the middle of the top and front. And I like me, I like me, I like me. And then I sing I Am God for maybe 10, 12 minutes. And I am God, God I am. And that's a very powerful one too. But all these things here are very, very exceptional. If we can work on treating ourselves, and we don't have to take this list, that's a nice list, we can work up our own list. The more it is your own list, the better, because then you're closer to it and it's more impactful for you. So we should pay attention to what we do. I have it morning path affirmations, because at 2 or 2:30 I get my shower and swim and jacuzzi, and then a little before 4 I get off on my way to get ready to walk the path. And then I get back about 5:30, because the path is getting longer now. And I'm doing more treatment work on it, and I'm enjoying it very thoroughly. And I come back on a very, very great high. It's a wonderful thing to do, because then I have set the case for my day. I've set the cause. The cause is all pure right action. Oh, yes. I also use all is in divine order. That's a very positive, good thing. All is in divine order. These are affirmations that are limitless. I prepared a letter for several of the inmates of the prisons that have been writing to us. And on this issue, I included the report of our trip to Europe and South America and Africa. And then I included a copy of our affirmations. And it's quite a heap of affirmations. I haven't looked over them and corrected them recently, but there's a bunch of them. And then on JJ's, I included what it means to be a monk. And I thought that he'd particularly get a big kick out of that. And perhaps he and Douglas, who are now sharing a cell, and they don't even know that they know each other, that they're both students of the university. If they haven't found out yet, I'd be surprised. But he didn't tell you this morning, so he didn't still know. And they've been there for a week or so, you know. So I'll have to write them a letter and say, do you know who your cellie is? According to you're in building 5 and cell 102, isn't it? Building 5, 102, And in that same Kalpatria, right?
Yeah.
In Kalpatria. So you're in the same cell with each other. And you're both students, and you're both long-time students, you know. I mean, long time. Yeah, over 20 years. Not 20 years, 10, 12, 10, 13, 14, 15 years. 15 years. And they didn't even know it. They were living in each other's backyard. But that oftentimes happens. Make your morning path affirmations. They can be sitting in your living room. They can be walking around the block. Or they can be anything, but try to have it be at your personal time. And then go for it. Because miracles take place. And the ones that I suggest to you are the ones I use. And I change them often. So don't think just because I say I use it that that's what it's always. Because maybe next week or maybe 10 minutes from now or maybe right now, as I'm writing on the sheet here, I'm making little changes. So you plan on setting up your affirmation program. And it's always a nice idea to start out, I'm the pure white light of love. And then with this pure white light of love, I look at my world. And that makes a very positive attitude for doing it. Well, now you have a wonderful day. I love you. I surround you with my pure white light of love, all of you. And those of you who are listening and hearing this on the internet, if you'd like to contact us and tell us that you hear it on the internet with a little note or a letter or a telephone call, we'd be very happy to hear from you, because it's just sort of nice to know who our audience is and where they are. Well, you have a beautiful day, and I love you very much, and we'll see you again.